We'll begin in just a second as I open us in prayer. So if you would, bow with me this morning. Father, we do thank you for this day and the blessings you've given us. We thank you for being with us and guiding us and directing us, for providing this place, Father, where we can gather with those of like mind and kindred spirit who have a desire to worship you and glorify in you. Because, Father, you are the creator God, the sustainer God. You are, Father, the one who has provided salvation for your people. Father, that salvation comes through Jesus Christ, your Son, the Messiah, the chosen one, the one that was looked forward to by your people Israel. And, Father, looked forward to as the one who would seek and save the lost, who would seek and save his people from their sin. Father, we today look to Jesus Christ as our Savior, the one who has brought us into the fold of God, that in one day, Father, we may have the goal of standing before you dressed in his righteousness, not our own. And Father, you've allowed us to be filled with the Spirit, that we are guarded and has a guarantee and a surety of that day to come. We, Father, are able to carry about your word with us in this country, and we are so blessed, Father, to still be able to do so. And Father, we preach your word. And Father, in all things, we ask that you watch our lips, guard our minds, guard our hearts. You know, Father, that we may be careful of all that we say, that it would be to your glory. And Father, that if we speak anything, that it would be of your word and of the promises you have provided, Father, of the benefits that are ours to be had. We thank you, Father, and pray for the teaching this morning in Psalm 141, a psalm of David, and pray that you would make it a blessing to our life as we go about each and every day and all through the week, that we might be a testimony in this land, that we might be light in a dark world, that we may be salt in the earth. That, Father, we would have words of wisdom and kindness, words of knowledge and understanding of you. And we thank you for the word that we're able to hide in our hearts and in our minds, that it may be quick upon our lips. May we rely on you, Father, in all things and in all situations, even as David did, as he expresses in Psalm 141. Thank you, Father, this morning for the blessings you've given in his name, in your name. Amen. Again, we're looking at Psalm 141. It is the fourth psalm in a set of eight that were written by David. It's a subset of psalms, and it carries a lot of meaning. It's the psalms where David gives thanksgiving to the Lord for who he is and what he has done, for the things yet to come, with an understanding that it is the Lord who saves in times of trouble, but it's the Lord who saves his people from their sin. Psalm 139, the prayer of David, to the Lord who knows all and is ever present, who has created all things, who is sovereign over all. Psalm 139, a prayer to David by David to the Lord, who is ever present and who is the righteous judge. Psalm 140, we looked at last time that I was here, and prayer for protection against the wicked and the evil schemes of those people who come against David, and by application, who come against God's people. And we're to know and understand that in this world, we're in a world that is not after God's heart, is not after God's ways, and ever more so in this country and in the world, there is antagonism toward anyone who is following God's word, following God's ways, believing in the Lord, and being a testimony for him. Psalm 141 continues that. For David specifically, it's a time of urgent prayer, of fervent prayer, for a circumstance that is in his life. It may be exactly the same circumstance as Psalm 140, but seems to have escalated. And David's prayer is urgent. He needs the Lord God to listen. Not that the Lord is not listening all the time. It just, David says, determined that it's a good thing to bring an urgent, fervent request to the Lord. Because it's the Lord who can govern, not only can, but does govern all the situations that occur in his life and in our lives. So we're going to read Psalm 141. It says it's an evening prayer for sanctification and for protection of the Lord. It's a psalm of David. O Lord, I call upon thee. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee. May my prayer be counted as incense before thee, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness with men who do iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous smite me in kindness and reprove me. It is oil upon my head. Do not let my head refuse it, for still my prayer is against their wicked deeds. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock, and they hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks open the earth, our bones have been scattered at the mouth of Sheol. For my eyes are toward thee, O God, the Lord. In thee I take refuge. Do not leave me defenseless. Keep me from the jaws of the trap which they have set for me, and from the snares of those who do iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. As a prayer of David for sanctification by the Lord, for the Lord's protection. He knows who to call out to. He knows that by the understanding of men or the strength of men or the power of men, he is not able to get himself out of the situations that he sometimes finds himself in. And even then, he understands that nothing's coming to pass that the sovereign Lord God has not determined to be so. And verse 1, it starts out, O Lord, I call upon you. Hurry to me. Listen to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the raising of my hands as an evening offering. David here says that he prays and calls for the Lord to answer him in a hurry. He's calling out to Jehovah God, to the self-existent one, the all-powerful one, the everlasting God of the Israelites. He knows where his help comes from. It comes from the Lord. And something has happened in Psalm 141 in relation to Psalm 140, because the very words at the end of Psalm 141 relate exactly to the words that are given in Psalm 140. But it appears that there's been an escalation. Things have gotten worse. There's an urgency to David's prayer here, and he calls out and asks God to respond quickly or hasten to him. Is it that God doesn't hear? No. No, it's not that God doesn't hear. David just offers his prayers up continually, fervently, urgently to the one he knows can help. That is the Lord God. The vision that came to my mind, and I'm sorry, but I had four children, and in each of their cases, I can recall maybe being in discussion with someone and having one of my children, about yay high, didn't matter which one was yay high at